tomorrow the International Committee of the Red Cross, as a humanitarian organization, we will start the transport of 12,000 tons of apples from the Golan to Syria. You know that these two countries, they do not have diplomatic relationships. So we were asked by the farmers, the Syrian farmers who live in the Golan, to just transport these apples to Syria proper. So this is starting. This is the sixth year that we are doing this, and it's quite an unusual and an extraordinary activity for the Red Cross. But it's quite positive as well because, you know, it's helping to keep these links between the Syrian who are living in the Golan, and they do not are not allowed to go to Syria free, you know, because of since 1967. So we are helping them, and then we are transporting these, and this is, has the approval of the Israeli authorities and the Syrian authorities as well.
Okay, so I guess one question, why the significance of apples? Is this the main product in the Golan?
Exactly, is the main product, the apple crop is quite important for the Syrian Golanese living there. I mean, the land is quite fertile. So this is something that for them, for these people, whom it's difficult for them to sell all the apples they grow in the Israeli market. So this is a way of preserving the links between Syria and the Syrians living in the Golan, but at the same time to help them with this income, which is quite important for them.
I'm just trying to figure out the logistics of the selling. Do any people, any of the farmers from the Golan come with you to sell it, or do you take the money back?
No, it's quite an amazing operation, which is really fantastic because on one hand there's a very big administrative procedure because there are several ministries in Israel involved. You know, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Ministry of Finance, Agriculture, and then, of course, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Syria as well. So the people in the Golan, they start doing the harvest of these apples starts in September and October in 2010. So some of the apples are sold in the Israeli in Israel, and then there are lots of this kind of 12,000 tons are kept in cooling plants, in warehouses. And until now, when all the procedures are approved by both countries, so what is going to happen tomorrow is that trucks from the International Committee of the Red Cross and drivers especially are coming from Kenya because they will not accept Syrian farmers to cross that area. So they especially, they just came yesterday, and they we will upload all the apples in white boxes. There's no sign, there's no written in Arabic or in Hebrew. So these three trucks will be uploaded with apples until from these warehouses in the Golan. Then they will go to Kuneitera checkpoint, and then they will cross this the militarized zone until Syria. So there will be authorities, Israeli authorities in one side of the demarcation line and Syrian authorities on the other side. And in the middle is the Red Cross with Kenyan drivers going from one place to another. And this distance, you can think that it's a long distance. It's just 500 meters. So this operation takes, because it's a lot of tons of apples, it takes approximately 10 weeks. It's quite amazing to see, you know, to see this because everyone is, it's a very positive activity for the Red Cross, for the Golanese farmers, for the Syrians. They keep this link to Syria, which is important for them. It's not these people, they're not allowed to freely go to Syria to visit their relatives, you know, and they all have relatives in Syria. There's a small community living in the Golan right now, which is approximately 20,000 Syrians living in the Golan.
And so you said that there's no diplomatic relations between the two countries. So why is this particular activity allowed? Why are the ICRC allowed to do this then if there's no diplomatic...
Well, first of all, the initiative came from the farmers. So once the farmer got the green light or the approval from both sides, from Israeli authorities and from Syrian authorities, they asked the Red Cross to be able to provide them with the trucks and take the apples from one side to the other. So it's more what we do is, normally we are like the postman here, and in this case we take the Red Cross trucks, which, being the humanitarian and neutral organization, it allows us to work specially in this case. But this is an initiative taken by the farmers and approved by both governments. So we do the transport. It's like a big chain that had to be put together to happen. But we are quite happy to be part of this operation as well.